この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. And hello everyone. This is Vicky.
And I'm Shauna.
This month for May, we have a very exciting artist of the month. Shauna, would you like to give us a drum roll?
Yes. Okay, wait, no, I'm really bad at drum rolls. You need to tell me which one you want. Like,
yeah.
Our artist of the month is
X Japan. Yay. So, for listeners who know X Japan, no spoilers. We have many good songs and facts this episode, but let's jump right in. X Japan was formed by childhood friends Yoshiki Hayashi, who plays drums and piano, and Toshimitsu, or Toshi, Deyama, or the vocals, in 1982 in Chiba Prefecture. Originally named simply X, the band began in the early Japanese indie scene, gaining popularity through intense live shows and self-produced records before signing with a major label in the late 1980s.
Additionally, they're very well known for blending speed and power metal with classical piano and symphonic arrangements. So X Japan really created dramatic, emotional sounds that definitely stood out in Japan's music scene. They are credited with founding the visual kei genre, which, I mean, I think is kind of a stalwart in the Japanese music scene, with combined flamboyant fashion, theatrical performances, and hard rock and metal.
Their 1989 major label debut, Blue Blood, included hits like Kuranai and Endless Rain, establishing their national stardom. In 1991, Jealousy continued their success, followed by the epic 29-minute orchestral metal piece Art of Life in 1993. Their final studio album before disbanding, 1996, Dahlia, featured both heavy tracks like Rusty Nail and ballads such as Forever Love.
So apart from the core members of the band that we spoke about earlier, so that's Yoshiki, Toshi, Hide, Pata, and He, there was a bassist earlier as well called Taji Sawada, who left in 1992 and passed away in 2011. So Hide's death actually had a massive cultural impact in Japan, and he still remains to be a beloved icon.
Unfortunately, X Japan disbanded in 1997 amidst internal tensions and personal struggles. The following year, Hide died, shocking fans worldwide. Plus, the death was very unexpected, and still to this day, you can find tributes to Hide. The band reunited in 2007 with a mix of old and new collaborators, including international musicians like Tsujizo, or the Lunacy guitarist.
So after reuniting, X Japan aimed for global recognition, performing at iconic venues like Madison Square Garden in 2014 and the Wembley Arena in 2017. Though a long-promised new album remains unreleased, the band is widely considered a cornerstone of Japanese rock, inspiring countless artists in Japan and beyond. So I'm really excited to kind of jump into X. They are an absolute icon. I have to admit that X Japan is, I think we were discussing this a little bit earlier today as well, Vicky, but you know, X Japan just was never really on my radar of Japanese music, because while I love the theatricality of visual kei sounds, I'm not the biggest like hard metal, hard rock fan. So it wasn't like, I wasn't actively listening to their songs. I do know some of them, but I'm not a diehard fan, which I'm realizing now is a missed opportunity, because there are lots of really great sounds and songs on our list today.
Plus, also, even decades after, you know, X Japan disbanding, they're still very iconic, to the point that you can get credit and debit cards with ex-Japan members' faces on them. And I'm not even
really?
Joking. Still today, my bank offers a Toshiki, like, debit card. And I'm just like, huh? Really?
Honestly, that's really cool. That is a level of iconic that is unmatched.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information. So we have to get into the icons of the Japanese rock world. So if you would like to give JTOP10 some more love, at number 4, we have Crucify My Love, released in July 1996.
Crucify my love, if my love is blind. Crucify my love, if it sets me free. Never know, never trust the love should see a color. Crucify my love, if it should be the way. String the heart away, feel it in. Like a ring. Try to find, to
That was Crucify My Love. Crucify My Love reached number 2 on the Oricon Singles Chart and remained on the chart for 9 weeks amid a lot of competition on the charts.
All these really amazing bands and musicians just stay on the charts for weeks and weeks. Such a testament to how good they are, honestly. And adding to that, the song was actually featured as the ending theme for the TV program Tonight 2 on TV Asahi, and was used in a television advertisement for Nippon Oil's ZOA, Z-O-A.
Around this time later in the 90s, of course, aside from Hide's tragic death, Hide was involved with the Children's Make-A-Wish Foundation and AIDS Awareness. So aside from pioneering style, he also pioneered a lot of celebrity-based volunteer work. He even donated blood and money regularly, to the point that he even saved a young girl's life by donating bone marrow, which is quite a painful procedure.
It wasn't just like this entity that exists and seems so untouchable. They really created music for the people, if that makes sense.
Yes, and like getting involved with people, because there are some, you know, J-pop and J-rock artists that are very private. Like, you don't even see anything about them. But like, for example, like Toshiki and Hide, they were so involved, and to this day, Toshiki being involved in so many things, but being humble about it and letting others tell the story for you.
I think it's beautiful to see. It's not just like the music that speaks volumes, but it's also the character of the members of the band. And it's really heartwarming to hear about and see. And I think X-Japan really stood by their fan base. And I like no words, because honestly, it's really, there's no way to kind of explain the humbleness or the ability for someone to go out of their way to be so kind with nothing in return, if that makes sense.
Yes, and this kindness, you know, kind of like is reflected even to how the band is treated today, to the like basically the point that even Hide is like, you know, in 3D movies to this day.
Yeah.
And basically like all the X-Japan members are treated like living legends, like saints. And whatever they touch becomes gold in Japan, basically.
It's very cool to see, right? And that's what I love about Artists of the Month episodes especially, because we get to deep dive into these artists and this music and see them as not just these names behind a screen of music that we listen to today, but understand them as individuals and, like we were talking about earlier, the influences that kind of make them the artists that they are today. And honestly, if this is stuff that interests you, this quick announcement is for you, actually. So we are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join, which has all the details on how you can apply, because if you love Japanese music culture, then this is the opportunity for you. That being said, that brings us to our next song, which is Blue Blood, released in April 1989. We'll be right back. Blue Blood has very emotional lyrics, right? As you may have heard. And these lyrics kind of express desires, anguish, and pain. And it's very infused with very raw human emotions. And they're vivid in detail as well. And kind of reflect similar themes that are found in their other music overall.
Shauna, exactly what you're, you know, saying about their lyrics, it's really poignant with fans, as this is one of the band's signature songs and is also the name of the album it appears on. So this is one of the most iconic X-Japan songs.
As we've been talking about like X-Japan this entire episode and things that values that kind of reflect the band and their music, with their music being very emotional and, you know, kind of meeting their audience and, you know, being created with a very human nature in mind, there's a certain respect that's given to those human emotions. And that respect is returned, right? Because you also see that in places like X-Japan concert, fans actually refrain from clapping along to the music, which is such a unique aspect of their live performances that set them apart from other bands. Because I think there has been this wave of debate about, you know, audience participation or kind of overtaking the music itself, or being unable to listen to the music at live concerts because kind of the pandemonium is just too loud. But seeing that respect that goes both ways there, especially for a band like X Japan, is just, I mean, it shows, right? Like we said, I think the hard work and the passion that you pour into your music reaches the listeners. And the respect that you show to human emotions and to your fans also shows. And you always get it back. And I think X Japan's a perfect example of that.
And that's why so many, you know, companies to this day are always, you know, fighting for, you know, X Japan's, you know, usage in their products. Because, like, you know, even if folks don't know what your product is, if you have, you know, at least, let's say, Yoshiki's face on your credit card, people will want to be a part and they'll want to advertise too, you know?
Exactly. Great advertising. You got to plug it in there, Vicky. And you're doing a really good job with this solid plug.
Yes, I do. Because talking about advertising, we have a very short announcement. So if you want to advertise on our podcast or market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. Not to interrupt, you know, the rain of songs that we have. At number two, we have Endless Rain.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Released in December 1989.
Oh,
That was Endless Rain. Beyond his work with XJAPAN, as discussed a few times in this episode, Yoshiki has ventured into various musical projects, including collaborations with international artists and composing classical pieces, on top of now even being a director. Most notably, he composed and performed a classical song for Japan's Emperor Akihito at a celebration in honor of his 10th anniversary of enthronement. Plus, I would say Yoshiki is probably the American Recording Academy, or the company, you know, known for the Grammys. Probably Yoshiki is their favorite Japanese artist because he's featured so heavily on the Grammys official website.
I mean, for good reason. And actually, something really interesting about this particular song, Endless Rain, was that it was also Yoshiki's first time writing a ballad. And this was marking his departure from kind of the heavier sounds of rock music that XJAPAN is typically associated with.
This, you know, shift has made this song popular in other parts of the world, as Endless Rain also became popular in South Korea after its release and could be heard playing outside, and even to this day, if you look up Endless Rain on YouTube, you will see comments from adoring South Korean fans.
This is the kind of sounds that I usually love, and that I love a good ballad. I think this is also where Yoshiki's classical kind of influence really shines as well, because you see where a lot of his initial influences come in, and this is so beautiful to listen to. I really, truly loved this song. While I think Weekend is one of my favorite songs in XJAPAN's normal kind of genre of rock, this is just one of those songs that have been on my Spotify playlists for as long as I've known about XJAPAN, and I think it's just kind of stuck with me. If you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, just an endless rain of XJAPAN music, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and you can support our podcast and bad song title pun transitions, along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
Yes, and another one of my plugs, I think probably my second to last plug. And a little over 2 weeks from now, Kuzi will bring you the latest Top 10 Countdown with the latest Japanese hits for May 2025. So stay tuned for more, but we have one more song.
And I think this is the best song we could end on here.
Mm-hmm.
Vicky, would you like to take it away?
Okay, of course. So, little drum roll. For song 1, we have X, released in April 1989. You were just listening to our top song, X. So if you happen to go back in time or maybe into the future, at any X Japan concert, X is found to be performed at nearly all of their concerts and really gets the crowd going.
This song is, I think, a testament to everything that X Japan stands for, because the lyrics encourage listeners to confront their feelings and embrace themselves for who they are. And it's such a beautiful testament, again, to human emotions and people in general.
It's a testament on the surface level as a prominent feature in the group's 2016 documentary titled We Are X, as it really comes in to define the group as something different from the rest of the Japanese music scene.
I mean, they have to be. I think X Japan, their music, their fan base, all of it just combined is such a powerhouse. Honestly, to the point that, I mean, they once caused a power outage during a live TV performance due to the sheer volume of their equipment. So I think, like, when we say X Japan was a powerhouse in multiple senses, because they really came and conquered just this absolute icon in the kind of Japanese music scene today.
Plus, if you do go to Japanese karaoke, if you see someone very, very drunk, they will try to attempt an X Japan song. Otherwise, if they are sober, they will not attempt it, but it gets the crowd going. Unless it's an instrumental, then the person's just there with the microphone, just tapping away. But we love good music.
Sounds like you've been through a couple of those situations there. I mean, just the X Japan karaoke singers really taking over the world.
Yes, I was witness. I did not partake in it. I was a sober witness to the lovely debauchery of X Japan at karaoke.
What a way to end this episode and our journey with X Japan.
Quite a difference in song range and also, let alone the history of the band.
Oh, for sure. I think X Japan is one of those bands that set a standard and a bar and created this entire new genre of music, not just in Japan, but worldwide, because like their style, their music, and just what they created was amazing to see. And actually, I would highly recommend people go ahead and watch their documentary We Are X, because it is a beautiful watch and it's so nice to kind of see the thoughts and ideas that go into the music and the entire theatrics behind their performances. And you see how detailed and invested they are in every single little thing. And it's amazing to see.
One more other watch request. Shauna, did you watch Toshiki's Disney Plus documentary?
I have not. I've been meaning to, though.
Okay, you have to watch it. Like, the man is just like, he's like Picasso. He's, you know, the master of all trades. Like, seriously. He knows everything.
Really,
he's the master of everything.
It's getting bumped up my watch list. So, you know, we'll definitely give that a watch.
So, aside from our love for Toshiki and Hide, any other X Japan shoutouts you'd like to give?
Not that I know of right now, but I have to admit, this was a very well curated set of songs. So for anyone who was unfamiliar with X Japan prior to this episode, I think you've gotten a really great taste of what X Japan has to offer. And, you know, I really do hope you're not like me and stand prejudiced against this band because of some preconceived notions, because I missed out on like a whole range of music just because I was like, oh my god, rock music, hard rock is not for me, and therefore this music is not for me. No, there is range in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to take the time, maybe go through a couple of Artist of the Month episodes to find out the range, and you will realize that every artist has something for you because they're developing their styles as well, and they're creating music that's just for everyone. And even if it's not for you, it never hurts to try, because you may discover songs that you really, really like. And I hope you were able to discover songs that you really, really like with Vicky and I today.
Yes, and if you want to hear more music, please stay tuned. If not, please listen to X Japan when you can, because this is an absolute Japanese classic and still relevant to this day.
Couldn't have ended it better myself. And with that, We are signing off. See you soon. Take care. And we will catch you on the next episode.
See you in the next episode. Mata ne.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected. Japan Top 10.